America is hurting, but this bill isn't going to provide relief for families or businesses. I couldn't vote for a bill that will grow government, increase national debt with deficit spending, and still won't grow jobs efficiently. The final version of this bill is an example of how to waste taxpayer dollars. It included $30 million for mice protection, $600 million for golf carts for bureaucrats, and $1 billion for STD prevention and education. Rodents, golf carts, and condoms were more important than reduced tax cuts for families and to help small businesses. This will grow our deficit to its highest level in six decades, and economists agree will not stop America's backward economic slide. This bill also failed to dedicate funding to specific infrastructure projects that would create jobs and boost the economy for Northwest Louisiana. There was no money dedicated to I-49 or any other road project that is critical for the 4th Congressional District. As a doctor, I'm also fearful of another frightening provision snuck into this bill that will create a National Health Care Rationing Board, another step towards socialism. An economic crisis is being used to increase government-controlled health care. This is devious, and I will fight any measure to move health care in the direction of government intervention in the decisions that must remain part of the doctor-patient relationship. I support an alternative to this stimulus plan that creates double the jobs and at half the cost, allows for businesses to expedite depreciation schedules, eliminates capital gains taxes, eliminates payroll deductions immediately, and dedicates dollars to infrastructure projects determined to be part of the biggest economic importance to this country, including I-49. This bill was never allowed to be brought to the floor. Republicans were never consulted about its details. In fact, Republicans were given notice of the actual bill only the same day that it was actually voted on the floor. The American people deserve better than this bill, and Congress can do better. I am disappointed that the liberal leadership in Congress did not work in a bipartisan manner to create a real stimulus package that would immediately create jobs and pull America out of this recession.